Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Health statistics are so boring and impersonal, like this one. More than 60% of all U.S. personal bankruptcies are linked to illness and unpaid medical bills. That's according to a Harvard University study, even though 78% of those filing for bankruptcy because of illness have some form of health insurance. Well, our next guest knows medical expense-driven personal bankruptcy very up close and personal. She is author Leslie Moore Dahlke, and she puts a human face on a continuing American economic tragedy. Ironically, Leslie's book is entitled The Best Is Yet to Come. Welcome to Body Language, Leslie.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
I understand that you and your husband, Arnie, ran into the perfect storm of unrelenting medical bills, the recession putting your husband in the unemployment line, and declining property values, which shattered the worth of your home just at the time when you needed money the most to pay those medical bills. What happened, and how did you get into this mess?
Well, it all began, I had my very first cancer was in 1990, and I...
Your first? How many have you had?
Three. I have two very active ones now, and my first one, which was 23 plus years ago, I have seemed to have kicked, and very gratefully and lovingly survived that. I had a very, very extensive surgery with quite a few loss of organs, internal organs, and it made me incapable of working. But my husband, who is an independent contractor, we've always done our own insurance payments and we've had no help by any employers, continued along the line that we had been paying our insurance, and I had very good coverage, very good coverage.
In fact, you were always very proud of the fact that you paid all of your own personal health insurance, never with any employer help, but your premiums continued to rise every year. A monthly premium is what many American families might pay for their monthly household bills combined. And besides, you said, you lived in terror of your insurance being canceled at any time for any reason, which made it, well, absolutely critical that you paid Blue Cross first.
Absolutely. The second any money came into our house from any consulting, that would be, like I would do a marathon, run to the bank, checkbook, write the bill, get to the mailbox, because without that insurance, I would be absolutely lost. I would never have been insured ever again.
It's been said that the acceptance of reality is a higher form of consciousness. At what point did you accept the reality of declaring bankruptcy?
Well, we live in California, Southern California area, and our property values were just plummeting. And our
This is during the recession?
During the recession, yes. Actually, the second one, the one in the late 90s. And housing property values were just crashing.
Now, my understanding is that the house at its peak was worth how much money?
About $1.2 million.
And you finally sold it for what?
We sold it just under about $700,000, but we'd had to drop the price $160,000, which for a lot of people, you can buy a beautiful home for $52,000 or $53,000 in the middle of the country. That's a lot of money.
Let's talk about the bottom line. After all was said and done, after all the folks in line before you received the proceeds, what did you actually stuff into your jeans?
Well, basically about $70,000.
And this is after all the medical expenses,
yeah, and
commissions?
And that allowed us to live for very, very tightly for a very short amount of time, because at that point there was still another pile of bills that had not been paid. So we had another face of reality, and that's when the actual bankruptcy step forward and take a deep breath, and other people will understand, we will understand, and this is the only way we will survive.
Our guest is author Leslie Moore Dahlke. Her book is entitled The Best Is Yet to Come, an inspirational story of life and joy. Not much joy in declaring bankruptcy. Were you embarrassed, shamed, humiliated, any of those?
Well, I must say, when we did walk into the court the day that they they actually discharge your petition was difficult. I was not embarrassed. I knew we were doing the right thing, but it was, you know, an act of, you know, not failure, but an act of survival for me.
I mean, this was an act of desperation.
Ours was a necessary one, and I knew that, you know, I had still a very long time of my life ahead of me. At this time, of course, I didn't have these two new cancers, but...
In fact, you used some of the profits, I'm sure, to pay your bankruptcy attorney.
Yes, we did, actually.
And the funny thing is, they like cash,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do.
In fact, in
yes,
advance,
they do.
Please.
Yeah,
thank you.
Very much in advance, as do the courts.
Well, they're no fools.
Yeah, exactly. as the courts do, they like to have their payments up front as well.
What would you have done differently? What is the message, the takeaway value for our listeners who may be trembling in their loafers that, uh-oh, this is starting to sound and kind of look like me?
First of all, don't despair. I always think that there has to be a positive outcome somewhere. I mean, life is difficult. It has many ups and downs and adventures, but the truth of your own personal reality is the takeaway. It's not going to suddenly, the man with the balloons and the big $1 million check is not going to show up at the door.
How disappointing.
Yeah. I kept waiting for him.
I know.
But you have to make that decision for you and your household and what's the best, and at some point hit the reality, because we have come out fine as far as us personally and we as individually standing human beings.
But you also had some other surprises. I mean, you got a very interesting call from the hospital where they suddenly discovered a $13,000 charge, what, was it a year and a half after the fact?
Yeah, I had paid, it was actually a laboratory for a one blood test to count the percentage of the leukemia. And I had paid off one bill, and I'd said, now I'm paid in full. And she said, yes, unless we get something that comes through. And I said, well, what, I don't quite understand. She said, well, we do sometimes do an appeal with your insurance agent, and your insurance company. About a week later, I got a $13,400-and-something bill from a service that had been done 2 years prior that they had done an appeal on, which I had no idea was...
Oh, the appeal was denied.
The first time.
Ah.
Then they resubmitted it, and my insurance company approved it, and then the laboratory wanted me to now make up the difference.
So what did you do? What did you tell the person on the other end of the phone about their $13,000 surprise?
Well, I responded very kindly to their very, very bright yellow-colored, you are now responsible immediately to write a check for this money, by saying, you know, you may want to refer to the letter I sent you that's regarding the two cancers that I have, the bankruptcy, the ongoing, you know, insurance high premiums, and how can you possibly now, once you have been denied by Blue Cross or Blue Shield or whomever you may have, go back unknown to the patient and get that money and now expect me to pay that?
So what happened? Come on, everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat. What happened, Leslie? Did you have to pay the money?
Well, I'm making a very small, very good faith $50 payment a month on a certain day, and if
so, you're paying off the $13,000.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I have been told that within a certain amount of time, which usually is a 2 year time, they will write it off as a bad debt, and they will get the $13,000 tax credit.
They will do what they do, and she is author Leslie Moore Dahlke, who puts a human face on the continuing American economic tragedy. I don't know how you can laugh when I talk about this. Leslie, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. I wish you well, quite well.